The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is now open. Power Hour J is standing by at 877-817-9829. For those of you that want to call up and support us and get that $25 donation in, get a tube of Vitamir toothpaste sent to you directly. Let's see what else is going on here besides everything that we've talked about this morning. The phone lines are open, by the way, 877-817-9829. We're still trying to reach out to Hugh. Brother Hugh is indisposed at the moment. We're trying to get him on the line, find out what's going on in his world. He sent us an article by Frank Landymore that was put out yesterday. Bunker Bonanza, Billionaire Doomsday, Bunkers Getting Bizarre, Deadly Traps to Keep Outdoor Pores. Yeah, keep out the poor. World War III seems like it's coming. Seems like it's coming. So, those with means and those with money, you ask yourself, how are things going with the world's very normal wealthy elites? Well, they're perhaps more obsessed than ever with building invariably absurd doomsday shelters that come tricked out with every conceivable gizmo you need to survive the apocalypse or to keep out any rebellious peasants, reports the Hollywood Reporter. The Hollywood Reporter. You see, they're all making fun of these people. But given the kind of money involved, the people building these shelters aren't your ordinary doomsday preppers. They're commissioned by guys like billionaire and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who's reportedly building a $100 million underground bunker of his own. He may be just one billionaire to make headlines for their apocalypse planning, but taken from the guys that build these things, he's not alone, and business is booming. It got really busy, and it seems like the phone hasn't stopped ringing. World War III seems like it's coming. Ron Hubbard, CEO of Texas-based Atlas Survival Shelters, which sells $400,000 prefab bunkers, told the Hollywood Reporter. News about Zuckerberg's bunker, he added, caused a buying frenzy, claiming his company is currently working with two billionaire clients of its own. Amazing how that works. Why would you need to hide in a bunker? Didn't the Bible say something about you can hide in the mountains and you can, you know, whatever? It's not going to help you. You know, when it rains fire and brimstone, you're all going to get yanked out of there and judged before the Almighty. Of course, that's a big if and when. It's when it's going to happen. We don't know. We don't know the day nor the hour, but yet these guys are out there spending $100 billion or $100 million building a survival bunker. Got its own little elevator. You know, when the electricity goes out, how's that going to operate? You're going to have your own underground electricity generation plant. I would suspect that probably part of the investment Mr. Zuckerberg is putting together. And you see, it's on Kauai, and it's a small island, and everybody can find it, and all the locals there will attempt to go find it. And he's going to have security. He has to. And how's he going to feed security? Is he going to have that much? I mean, literally, if Hawaii gets bombed, see, here's the thing about building. I love this. This isn't a nervous lap. This is anecdotal. See, I used to live on Kauai. I used to be a DJ on the radio over there in Lihue. That's how it's pronounced. L-I-H-U-E is pronounced Lihue. That's how the Hawaiians say it. And if you say Lihu, they're going to go tourist, and you're going to get treated like one. Here's the thing about Kauai. They have, on the west side of the island, they have a missile range called Barking Sands. And Kauai is going to be a target. So why would you build a bunker anywhere on that island when the entire island could get nuked? I mean, you literally can go from one side of the island and drive all the way around to the other side of the island, all the way to Hanalei, all the way out to where Barking Sands is, all the way around the island to Hanalei in about 2 hours or less. Yeah, just get on the Kamuali'i Highway and just take off, start driving. Then you get on the Kapa'a Highway and you drive a little further north. Then you get up to where Bette Midler's summer home got trashed by Hurricane Iniki, and you go a little further than that. Now, trust me, I had many wonderful times on the island of Kauai. That's how I know it. But I know Barking Sands is there. Why, if you were a billionaire like him, would you build something on the island of Kauai? I mean, if you've got that much money and you have this private island off the coast of Hawaii called Ni'ihau, which is owned by the Robinson Sugar Brothers, you know, the sugar plantation people, it's a private island. You have to be invited to go there. They could literally just buy that and build there on that little island of Ni'ihau. My goodness. Oh, they could also, you know, Kahoolawe was used as a bombing range during World War II. They could always buy that island as well. I mean, the state of Hawaii wanted to give it to all the Hawaiian sovereigns, and they said, no, we don't want that piece of garbage. And I'm like, you guys, come on, really? Because I knew a lot of them back then. I'm saying, you're crazy for not. You get the government to clean it all up, and then you put a casino there. And you make all this money, and you start buying up big chunks of land in Hawaii. What's wrong with you people? You know, I had my issues with the locals there, the sovereigns. They just, you know, come on, guys, I understand the need to be free, but geez. So these guys are out there building bunkers. What are we doing? Arming ourselves to the teeth. Ready for a full confrontation. God love those veterans out there. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you? How's Diane? Is she okay?
Hey, yeah, you know what, Dave? I wanted to tell you, I really appreciate you guys, man. I talked to Rick yesterday, and he had said something. He had, you know, said he was going to keep us in prayers with him, and I guess he had talked to you, but I really appreciate it, and I want to tell you, I'm going to make some kind of a pledge to, I'm a very poor person, but I'm definitely going to support your ministry there on the Power Hour. I look forward to listening to this so much, and not only yourself, Dave, but with the excellent points that you bring out, but you know, some of your callers are just really incredible. And but I want to just say thank you so much for the prayers. Myself and my wife, I've been married 3 years now, and you know, we're both up in age a little bit, but thank you so much. It's good to know that there's people out there like yourself and a few others that are keeping us in prayer, and I want to say thank you for that. But I want to bring this point up too, Dave. I got a couple things I wanted to tell you. First off, I wasn't originally wanting to talk about this, but since you were talking about just now the stuff in Hawaii and the underground bunkers, you know, the Bible says men's hearts are going to fail them for fear for the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. And these, I guess, these multi-billionaires and these CEOs and everything, they don't realize this, Dave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do. Yep, they don't believe in the word of God. They put their faith in themselves and their money. And a fool and his money are soon parted, as the saying goes. Oh, my.
And they think that this money is going to save them. But also, I wanted to tell you this, Dave. Now, there's some relatives that were here off and on over the past week. One of them I got talking to, they live down in South Georgia. His daughter, the one guy's daughter, who's middle-aged, was forced to take the COVID injection on her job. And she became really sick and is in the hospital right now because of the COVID jab.
Oh, my. That's sad.
Yeah. But I guess she's getting better now. And then I'm sitting there talking to a relative of the family here who's supposed to be an educated person, who heard me talking to the person, and I think accidentally heard you talking. I had your show on about the COVID facts, and other people saying, oh, there ain't nothing wrong with that fact. Thousands of people got that. There ain't nothing wrong with that fact. And him and his wife have both gotten the facts. They're both in their 60s. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And they're supposed to be, you know, educated people.
Supposed to be. They may be educated, but not in the Bible. That's for damn sure, Jeff. I'm really sorry for them. They don't want to listen. You know, Jonah was sent to Nineveh to preach to these people because they didn't want to listen either, and they turned away from God, and look what happened. You know, so, and he kept trying to avoid going there. So, you know, he had to convert people. He had to convert souls. And sometimes it just takes the right person, the right point in time, saying the right thing, and then they understand.
That's right. Well, you know,
I sympathize with them, Jeff. I really do. I sympathize. I really feel sorry for these people that they believed everything their government told them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do too, Dave. And, you know, it really is the same. Because the Bible said you're seeing this stuff coming to pass right in your face with people believing strong delusions and believing lies. You're seeing it right in your face. But anyway, again, Dave, I'm going to get off here. I know you got calls. Again, thank you to Rick and to yourself and for people praying and reaching out to us. And God bless you, and thank you for what you did.
We appreciate you too, Jeff. Thank you so much. And best of luck with taking care of Diane too, because I know you're disabled, and I just don't like seeing it when people go through bypass, but it happens every so often. So we lift her up in our prayers. Eric in Illinois, good morning, sir.
One guest you had on that said these billionaires, what they could do is get together with a group of people and buy a mothballed aircraft carrier. He said another fear that's coming is an ice age. He said you can get on that and make, you know, grow food and everything and head it down to the equator. Do you remember that guess?
I vaguely remember. I did not, you know, I just vaguely remember it. I don't remember. Was I the one that interviewed him or somebody else did?
I'm not that sure. I thought it was on the Power Hour.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was, but I don't think it was me that did the interview. I don't think it was me that did it, because I would have remembered that.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking about that while you were talking about trying to withstand a nuclear weapon if we're going to be frozen, too. I mean, and if you got $1 billion, I guess you could probably buy a mothballed aircraft carrier and do that.
Well, you probably could. Yeah, you could convert it and go off sailing and, you know, hope to God that the Houthis and other people that are pirates wouldn't try to take over your ship. I mean, nothing is sacred anymore.
It probably got some artillery on it left over from World War II. I don't know. Okay, yeah, I'll let you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Brady, you're on the air again. Good morning. What's your diatribe this morning, sir?
Well, I feel sorry for all the people dropping from all the death jabs. They're continually getting them. I just had a friend here in Vegas went into the grocery store 2 days ago and collapsed.
Oh, no.
I never had asked him. I never asked him before, you know, did you ever get the jab or anything? And he kind of just stopped in the middle of the sentence. He said, yeah, I just got one after I went to the hospital. Then when I had my heart attack, I got number 4.
Oh, no.
So I didn't know what to say. I kind of ended that conversation really quickly because I didn't know where to go there. I felt sorry that I brought it up. I thought he wasn't jabbed. Again, we go back to 2 years back. I've always been harping on the blood supply. That was our number one thing. That's how this virus and the death jab works. It attacks our blood supply, reduces our oxygen, introduces cancer, AIDS, and that terminology that Montaigne, that scientists had, VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, is what's happening today.
That's right. That's Jean-Luc Montagnier, the late Nobel laureate.
How come all the doctors and the people that we're supposed to trust are really not disclosing what's in the jab? Again, what is VAIDS? They're not talking about VAIDS. They're not talking about the SV40 cancer that comes from the green monkey that's in the death jab also. You don't think these doctors shouldn't be put on trial and basically be executed because they are going along with Klaus Schwab's New World Order? I'm just incensed that I have people, even in my own family, when we discuss it, they don't want to ever discuss with me the death jab and what's in it. But they still go back to their doctors. I have members of my family that don't blame their conditions today from the death jab. They say it's hereditary. it's really divided. Probably half my family here in Vegas and on the West Coast I don't even speak to half my family because they're so libtarded that they can't figure out that this government that they support and believed in all these years, mostly the Democrat Satanists, are trying to kill them. And that's what's up there. I'm not lying. I'm done with these people. I'm done with the wars. I'm done with the fake ones. I don't care about the Jews. I'm sorry.
So what are you doing? Yeah, Brady. What are you doing out there where you're at in Arizona? Are you building a bunker?
Oh, I got caves that I know where to go to if I have a problem.
Okay.
I got caves in the mountains.
All right.
I got everything. I'm not a bunker builder, but I definitely I am a pauper. I am a farmer, and I do specialize in lots of ammo and lots of rifles for these beautiful invaders that are crossing our border. We have a lot of people out here in Arizona. You don't, I guess if you're not really in the big cities, say down by like Phoenix and the big areas where they're crossing over Tucson, Yuma, you don't see all the invaders. I still don't know where they're putting all these people. I know they're sending them to some of the bigger cities across, but I really, really think I've sat and thought, I think they're putting them underground because in Eagle Pass,
that's possible.
They have the biggest underground bunker thing that they found about 2 months ago. And then about a month following that article, I see they're driving buses and fences and they're checking all the beautiful invaders in right there at Eagle Pass. And then I think they go down in the tunnels, which I heard cross from all the way from California to the East Coast. There's underground cities. And then again, here we go. Our government isn't telling us one thing about it.
I know it. Well, appreciate the input there, Brady. Thanks for your call. I know it. We're all ignorant. Well, I mean, we're not ignorant. We know exactly what's going on. There's a lot of people, Brady, that think you're on point and respect what you're saying. Now, here's the thing. What these people are doing, these bunker builders out there, President and founder of Strategically Armored and Fortified Environments, Al Corby, told The Hollywood Reporter about one of his firm's most ambitious shelters, a veritable fortress, which is only accessible via a movable bridge. And here's why. The entire compound is encircled by an enormous moat filled with flammable liquid that can transform into a ring of fire on demand. I could just imagine it now. They're all getting ready to go and surround his little fortress, and all of a sudden, welcome to Hades, brother. On goes the fire. And then you hear Johnny Cash blaring over the loudspeakers. Well, it burns, burns, burns. Yeah, that ring of fire. Can you imagine that? Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. You know, and to balance that out, here's how crazy this is getting. There's also powerful water cannons that can take down parachuters, Apache helicopters, whatever's coming your way, 500 feet in the air, according to Corby. If those aren't good enough, I mean, there's some interesting ideas here. There's flamethrowers, closing steel walls, and a gassing system. Leaving nothing to waste, the dirt excavator to build the moat was used to form a man-made mountain as an additional fortification. Flamethrowers. I got another one that he didn't include. How about a spud gun? Yeah, you could just go to the store, get yourself. I mean, they got directions on how to make a spud gun. And you launch potatoes. And when they come out of there, after using a little Aquanet on the back end as a propellant, this spud gun will propel this sucker out of that. That spud will come flying out of there at better than 70 miles an hour. It could literally crack a windshield. Imagine what it would do if it thumped some illegal immigrant in the chest. And I can see out there the whole time, this spud's for you. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, might as well have a play on words here, right? Other clients like to trick out their mansions with state-of-the-art doors and hidden corridors. Oh, man. An engineered creative home engineering told The Hollywood Reporter of a decidedly James Bond villain-esque estate that featured a rotating fireplace as the secret entrance to an underground lair. Yes, my secret underground lair. I had to do my Dr. Evil. Whenever I see that underground lair, it's like, My volcano lair. Yeah, build it inside of a volcano. That makes sense. Once you navigate the giant staircase it leads to, you can reach an enormous vehicle garage, a phone booth, that lets you disappear. See, that almost sounds like, remember that? Get smart. Remember that? You get in the phone booth, look at his watch. Sorry about that, Chief. Wrong shoe. And a flight simulator. Like, what do you need a flight simulator for? Do you sit there and play, let's crash this thing? Yeah. How's that going to work? You going to be Sully for a day? You going to put it down in the Hudson? Yeah. Elsewhere, there's also a dedicated security room, and to amp up the villainous vibes, a shark tank. Oh, wait, there's Kevin O'Leary. Wow. According to Corby, many clients like to throw in tunnels that lead to another backup shelter as a precaution. And to survive the long haul, some even install mini medical centers that come with operating tables and every drug imaginable. All that being said, this kind of doomsday prepping by wealthy people isn't new, but the paranoia fueling it might be. The newness is it's shifting from the idea of nuclear kaboom to protection against local threats, Corby explained to Hollywood Reporter. The real threat is the power grid. In situations like this, sustaining your life is as important as food and water. Think about that. That's the article. I got a lot of questions. And the phone lines are open, by the way, 844-769-2944. Apparently got Hugh Simpson got taken up by the Grand Solar Minimum. Question is, have you been in the preparedness and survival skills mode for long? Did you just start doing this? Have you been doing it? I talk about that in the book Doomed to Repeat because I have an expanded first aid kit and you don't have to go out and go bankrupt buying it. Yes, it's the essentials, but I mean, unless you're a doctor or you have one that you can afford to feed that you can basically keep sheltered down there with you in your underground bunker or wherever it is, you are going to need to learn to suture. You're going to need to learn basic survival skills. If you're out there chopping firewood to keep your family warm and that axe slips and you hit yourself in the leg, which that has happened, how are you going to heal it when the electric is down and there's no hospitals open? And your car doesn't work because of EMP and you can't get to emergency services. What are you going to do then? Would you have the chutzpah to sew yourself up? See, this is why people keep cases of liquor around, because one, it's a sterilizer. Two, it also inebriates you enough you can deal with the pain. Do you have any kind of numbing agent, topical numbing agent? Seriously. The underground economy works really well when it comes to acquiring different things like 0.5% lidocaine hydrochloride. You got to be real creative because that's a class 3 schedule drug only available to dentists. You know it as Novocaine. It's a great topical numbing agent, but getting it, unless you're a dentist or you know somebody who is, you got to find some way to numb the skin, because if you ever run into a situation like that and you don't have a suture kit and you don't have Bleed Stop, which you can get at Walmart, there's a lot of things that you can get your hands on to stop the bleeding, but that doesn't mean you're going to stop infection. You have to be able to, and we've got living clay, as a matter of fact, that also, you know, somebody I know cut their finger open. We put living clay on it. They did. All right. And within 2 weeks, it was healed up. But they had to seal it up. And see, I'm talking about an axe wound on your leg as a result of your axe slipping when you're chopping firewood. And if you don't have the means, you don't have the clay, you don't have the Bleed Stop, I mean, you're going to have to stop the blood. Bleed Stop is, that works. I know it. I've seen it. Seen it in action. And it does stop the blood. But the thing is, if you cut an artery or a vein and you're continuing to gush, if you don't have a Kelly clamp or a forceps to cut off the blood supply till you figure out what to do, you're a goner. You're going to bleed out. So, you know, people buy chainsaws. Yeah, it's possible, you know, if they are not paying attention, those things can slip and cut you too. So, you know, all the means of survival, you know, how long have you been doing it? I'd like to hear some input from some of you if you have some tips that you could share. You know, our current U.S. government knows all about the grid and its vulnerabilities, yet it does zero about it. Zero. It's doing everything using your tax dollars to build its own infrastructure, but it's not helping we the people protect their infrastructures. So we the people need to learn how to rise up and fight the beast in our own backyard. Moving along in the news here, because there's quite a bit of it. A United Airlines flight made an emergency landing this week after passengers noticed the wing coming apart on a Boeing 757-200. We're talking about a fairly large size aircraft here, folks. This, according to the New York Post, this is a flight from San Francisco to Boston and was forced to divert after a passenger, Kevin Clark, noticed that one of the aircraft's wings appeared to be tearing apart. Boy, you talk about panic. Video taken by Clark and posted by his wife on social media showed the damage. Just about to land in Denver with the wing coming apart on the plane, Clark stated in the video moments before the plane safely touched the ground. Of course, they all had to be deplaned, put them on another plane so they could get to San Francisco. Crazy, isn't it? Wow. I mean, Clark told the news outlet he heard an incredibly loud vibration as the plane took off. According to the passenger, 45 minutes into the flight, the pilot left the cabin and showed up near his seat to view the wing's damage. Now, that's got to freak you out. Makes you not want to fly anymore. A second baby has been surrendered to Alabama's first safe haven baby box, according to the city of Madison, Alabama. Fire and Rescue received the second infant through its baby box located at Fire Station Number 1. It was assessed and transported to Madison Hospital for further eval. Alabama Department of Human Resources has also been notified. Alabama's first baby box in Madison was used for the first time in less than 2 weeks after it opened on January 10th. Dustin, how are you, sir? Good morning.
I'm doing good, Dave. I heard you talking about some of the issues for preparedness.
Yep.
One of the first things I started doing years ago to start getting prepared for whatever might come our way was, number one, I fired the banksters. Fired the gas company. Then came fired the electric company. And things for like my survival kit or medical kit, I have stuff like activated charcoal, colloidal silver, juniper tar for drought, salve, full spectrum.
Yeah, Dustin, we're at the break. Hang on a second. I'll bring you right back after the break is over, and we'll continue this conversation more after these words. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, and 33 minutes after now. My, how time flies, just in a fleeting moment, just a breath away. Before we went to break, we were talking to Dustin up in Michigan, and he's still on the phone, and we were talking about preparedness. And Dustin, you said you got rid of the gas company and the electric company, and you must have gone off grid.
Well, yeah, and I actually started researching that like when I was in third grade.
Oh my!
Buying all the windmill and solar panel books and all that kind of stuff from way back, figuring out what NASA's doing with solar panels, and it was cool. They'd send stuff to a grade schooler, you know, research papers or whatever. They still do that kind of stuff, but it's all on the internet now. But, yeah, there's a lot of different ways to do things, and I guess you could look at it as things you have to sacrifice, but not in my viewpoint. You know, I fired the banksters, and that was a big wake-up call. They actually had me down in the basement of the bank with, you know, basically spotlights pointing at me, trying to figure out why I'm closing my accounts. And, that was a good lesson for me that, a company feels they're going to lose out on your, residual income. They're going to do anything they can to scare you into, keeping them going. But one of the other things I do, instead of, going to the medicine cabinet, here in Michigan, it's legal to grow cannabis. So I use full spectrum cannabis oils in preparations that I make myself from cannabis that I grow myself. But it's okay. Full spectrum. That way I get these four things that the full spectrum cannabis does that that like pure CBD just can't do. One of them is like anti-angiogenesis. That's where if you have abnormal cells, it's trying to create blood vessels. Full spectrum cannabis oil is anti-angiogenesis properties. It also has anti-proliferation properties to keep it from like spreading or moving on to other parts of the body. If you have other problems with things trying to metastasize, this is also anti-metastatic. And the fourth thing that the full spectrum cannabis oil does is it's it reminds abnormal cells how to perform apoptosis, or that abnormal cells are supposed to have an end of life cycle. So once I learned about all that kind of stuff and got over the fear of my preparations having any THC in it because of all of the propaganda against it.
Yeah, reefer madness.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You think about it. If you get a prescription from the doctor, the first time you take it, a lot of times, if it has some kind of effect that your system has to get used to, it's the same thing with this, you know. So anyway, those are some of the methods I use. I always make sure to have colloidal silver and, you know, all the other things. You may not always have colloidal silver available, but if you do have a little solar panel, you can put it on some 0.9999 silver into some distilled water. These are all things you can do at home. I mean, in an emergency, I'd rather have some big globs of silver rather than having to wait for nano silver to come in. If I can make it myself right there in an emergency, perfect.
Yeah, I find the nano silver is just incredible, though. That's the one thing I like about it. But
absolutely. Yeah. But in an emergency, if you've got a pack of bullet wound with some stuff, you know, say you've got some tobacco over here, you pack a little tobacco into a stab wound, it ain't going to bleed. It's going to burn like crazy, but that'll go away in a minute, and it will stop bleeding because of the constrictive nature of tobacco. So,
interesting.
You know, there's a lot of things that we've been taught to stay away from.
Adds a whole new dimension to just a pinch between cheek and gum, doesn't it?
yeah, it sure does. Yep.
So besides that, I mean, now we've got the first aid thing. Most people that I've talked to that are doing prepping, this thing with stockpiling food, I mean, that's what we got Heaven's Harvest for. I have a bunch of it. And, you know, when we're talking about Heaven's Harvest, because they are one of our partners, and the food supply, and the fact that, you know, the grocery stores at some point in time, if EMP hits or some other crazy thing, it's going to be fundamentally important. How is that faring in your department? Do you have any, besides growing your own veggies, does the average person, in your opinion, Dustin, have the room to grow enough food to feed you for at least a season or two?
Well, it's good that you brought that up, because the way that I approached this was there's several neighbors right around here who, when they first moved in, it looked like they might be interested in some of the same kind of things as me, you know, I mean, as far as things setting out in their yard, tractors or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. So I go up and do a housewarming and get a rapport going with people. And after a while, they start asking questions of, well, how come you don't have a garden? Well, I do. You just can't see it. Okay. I use a method called Hugel culture. Now, Hugel culture, I don't have to buy fertilizer for the plants. It's all in the pile. Now, it's something you can look up on the internet. There's a guy on YouTube, Garden Like a Viking. He talks a lot about Hugel culture. And then he also talks about this method of creating your own fertilizers called Jadam. And it's basically where you can take grass clippings and turn it into compost tea to pour on your either straw bales or Hugel culture piles or whatever. So those are the kind of things I talk to new neighbors about. And at least the ones that stay here. I live in a pretty rough climate, so a lot of times people move to this area from the city, and they're definitely not prepared. And so.
Well, that's the sad state of affairs.
That's all
though.
I can say, you know.
I appreciate it. Yeah, but the thing is, Dustin, is that, you know, if the neighbor's not prepared, if all of a sudden calamity strikes and they're not prepared, you have to think about how they're going to respond because they know you are.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it might not be that, you know, you think they're bad people or whatever, but you have to allow for that. So the best thing to do is make up for 30 idiots in your neighborhood by growing 30 times more than you actually need. You don't necessarily have to harvest it. I've got deer that'll come in and harvest it, or you know, other little critters.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
so
we, keep,
it's
keep
up to us
beds.
To make up for people that aren't prepared. And, you know, monkey see, monkey do.
Well, you know, in the conversation you talk about having with your neighbors, there's only so much information you can give them before they stop and figure out that, oh, this guy's totally prepared. I know where I'm going when it hits the fan.
Well, that's the thing. You have to help them get prepared before it gets to that point. That's why I started 30 years ago, Dave.
Okay, makes sense.
We've been ready for this stuff for all these years. I mean, there's military bases over here that have been practicing on us with foreign troops right where I'm at.
So, are you talking about,
you know,
Camp Grayling?
People wake up when there's helicopters floating 30 feet over their house with strike teams for no apparent reason out of the blue.
My.
Well.
And you're still there.
Well, yeah, it's been a fight, but our township actually just canceled their lease, so they're kicked out of our township for now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I tell you what, any of these alleged concentration camps like Camp Grayling and places like that we hear about, you know, the thing is that have you tried to instill on people that if somebody has, like, for example, you have a community, people that you get together with, and there is a vacant lot and somebody buys it and they say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Since we don't have a homeowners association, we're going to use this lot and we're going to grow a community garden. Any concept of doing that?
Yeah, we tried that. It was back in like 2009. We tried that. And that was okay, but it was more for teaching these people the skills that some of the old timers had for the food preparation and stuff. You know, that was main. So it's already served its purpose. We're basically going through life, shaking our head, just, you know, knowing this stuff is coming our way and we can do what we can do. And that's it.
Wow.
I don't think digging a hole and going underground is going to save you from anything.
No, I don't think so. These people that are doing this are going to find out because, like I said, a fool and his money are soon parted. And the funny thing about it is that I'm also hearing stories on the other end of this equation. And I've read about it, that some of these people build these underground bunkers. And the next thing you know, and there was one north of Kansas City, as a matter of fact, that I saw, and we included that on one of our email blasts. They had it for sale for $2.1 million. And the reason is they said, we made a bunch of mistakes building this. We don't want to live here. Let's go build another one. Let's sell this and move on and find a different place to go and build a better one. So they just can't stop with one. They got to keep going. And so, you know, they're never satisfied with one, you know, point A. They got to move to point B and do it again and keep doing it until they get what they want. And it's like, look, I don't know. I've come to the conclusion now that, you know, if you're not happy where you are, you're never going to be happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You have to make your life where you're at. That's it. It basically boils down to what will you tolerate in your life?
There you go.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Dustin. Thanks for your insight. I appreciate it. Now I'm glad you are in the position that you're in, and I'm just hoping that, you know, whatever happens in the future, you get to survive that and, live on. So appreciate your call. Wow. Heavy duty stuff, huh? And just when you thought, and see, that's the one thing about Dustin, you know, he canceled his bank account. There's a little old saying as part of Article 9 from the Uniform Commercial Code. Possession is 9/10 of the law. And the other saying that goes along with it is you can't squeeze blood out of a stone. That's not a nervous lap either, folks. That's just a matter of fact. Guess what? Your smart tax planning IRS is going to begin dozens of new audits. And guess who they're auditing? All them rich folk out there that have these corporate jets that like to fly all over the U.S. for personal use rather than business. So what they're doing now is any corporation that has a jet or a complex partnership or any top earner out there, because there's more than 10,000 of these jets that operate inside the U.S., the IRS believes some of these companies overstate deductions while using aircraft for mixed business and personal travel, and they're by golly going to crack down on it. Individuals they think may not be reporting personal trips via corporate jet as income. Maybe you should start with John Kerry while you're at it. The agency will begin with a round of 3 to 4 dozen audits of corporate jet usage, focused primarily on corporations and complex partnerships, but future exams could expand to individuals depending on the findings. Oh my, they will stop at nothing to fleece America. Oh, Biden, by the way, is going to wipe out another $1.2 billion federal student loan dollars for 153,000 borrowers. $1.2 billion, with a B. 153,000 borrowers enrolled in Biden's most generous ever repayment plan, according to the DOE. Yeah, to be eligible for the latest round, the borrowers have to be enrolled in the new income-driven repayment plan, dubbed SAVE, have been making at least 10 years of payments and have originally taken out $12,000 or less for college. Now, those of you like me who have paid off your student loan, don't you feel just a little bit slighted? Wow. He's just going after people to get their vote. You know why he's doing it. I mean, this is just wrong. The U.S. taxpayer is going to be footing the bill no matter what. And if it isn't you, it's going to be your kids and your kids' kids. Tim in Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, the whole plan for the elite is to shut the power off. Now, I don't believe that they're going to shut the power off on the whole United States. They're going to take pockets, areas, and shut the power off and then work those pockets and areas. But the power will go off. They will use that as a weapon. The weapon is all the electronics that are going into the electronic grid are coming from China. And years ago, they made an announcement on the radio that they all the because they use cellular systems to operate switching inside substations and out on the power lines. The actual transformers themselves probably will not be affected by a EMP. They can withstand that, but the electronics that control their output will definitely be fried. Yep. That's what's going to happen. And they know that they've been hacked. The Chinese have everything they need to start switching power off. That's what they're going to do. They're going to shut your power off, people. That's how it's done. Militarily, they do the same thing. They shut communication and power off, and then they go clean out an area. It's going to happen here. Rely on it. Everything, I've been doing this trade I did for 45 years. Everything that I've taken down from these power lines is all stamped made in USA. Everything that's going back up is stamped Mexico, China. And that,
wow,
it's everything. Now, one other thing, Dave, in laundering money. I started thinking about Taylor Swift getting $5,000 for a seat at her concert. And I remembered watching Ozark, the Netflix with Justin Bateman on money laundering for the cartels.
Right.
Awesome little series. It was fun. But do you know what they did? They opened a casino and they got REO Speedwagon to come down and play for him. And then the manager for REOs tells Kevin Cronin, said, hey, we got somebody wanting to launder some money, so come on down. This is a good money-making gig. My whole point with that is that what we're watching when you watch the NFL sell seats for $10,000? Is this how we're laundering money in the United States now? Every casino you see out there, people, is a money laundering system. That's what it is. They've told us how they're doing it. They're laundering so much money because of all the child trafficking and all the drugs in this and all the illegal stuff that's going on, that they've got such a network built that it's maybe unstoppable. But the money laundering, every time you go into a casino, that's what you're aiding to. Every time I think you go to these concerts and pay these ridiculous prices, somehow you're laundering money. I just wondered on your comment on the money laundering aspect.
Well, the government definitely has the wherewithal, and they certainly have the laws under 18 United States Code to deal with money laundering. But the thing is that, you know, they want to basically, they look at Wall Street first. They look at insider trading. They look for the Martha Stewart types and look for people that cheat Wall Street and go after them first. Because, I mean, anybody that, I mean, they're wasting their time with the little guy that goes in and, you know, plunks like me. When I go to the casino, I take a $20 bill with me and I play it. And when it's gone, it's gone. Now, sometimes I come out of there with a couple hundred bucks and I'm all right with that. I just enjoy it. I have fun. I know that there's a lot of oxygen being pumped in there to keep you there, and there's no clocks to be found. So you just, you know, kind of fade into oblivion.
Plenty of caffeine and coffee too.
Oh, there you go. But the thing is, you know, it's kind of hard unless you've got a situation where you have some pretty rigid controls, and a lot of these casino companies would not be in business if they didn't. The gaming commissions, I think, really watch and keep an eye on what's going on here. And I'm sure that there's probably some sifting off the top of the till, but I think they still look for it. And so, you know, that's kind of the inkling I get. I don't think that it's just a total money laundering thing, but I'm sure that there's somebody up there skimming off the top. And
is that why it's on Indian property?
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Most of them are. Yeah. I don't know any that aren't, than Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I know. Go ahead.
Well, we just call it feeding the Indians when somebody goes to the casino. You've been feeding the Indians again, and that's what you're doing. Indians, a little band near me, are doing very well with the casino. Yep. If you're an Indian and in this tribe, you get your housing paid for, you get a monthly income, and I know people that are renting houses to Indians that belong to the tribe near me, and they are wonderful people to rent to because they have plenty of money.
Well, I'll tell you what, the service I went to, I've been to the Seminole Casino in Immokalee, Florida. I've been to the one in Philadelphia, Mississippi, in Neshoba County. There's a casino there. Those people treat you like gold. They know the value.
You are gold.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they know what customer service is because they've been on the down and out. You know, when we look at the way the government has treated them. So, I mean, they don't have us to thank for it. They know who their real enemy is. It's not us. They know.
Sure.
They know. They graduated way past the point of running off the reservation.
In Michigan,
right?
The township that I grew up in is dedicated more than 1,500 acres to the local power company in Michigan, the biggest power company in Michigan. 1,500 acres in one township.
Wow.
They bought a dairy farm. It's going to be nothing but solar panels. They're taking farmland and turning into solar panels. And the people that are doing the work, that's called Power Ranger or Ranger Power, vice versa. But I've tried to look them up. They're an international company. Michigan's power is regulated by a public service commission. They regulate how much percentage the power companies get to operate on. These companies that are coming and building these solar panels are not part of the company. They're a subcontractor. They do not fall under the same rules, and they are writing the laws as they go along, putting these panels up, taking away farmland. And I'm warning people that when the power goes out in your area, you're going to say, well, we got all these solar panels. How can we be out of power? And they're going to say, well, they sell that on the open market.
Yep.
And we don't get it. It's all going to Chicago.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate that, Tim. Thanks for the outlook. Sherry in Kansas, your last call this morning. Go ahead.
Yeah. Money laundering. People need to look up Catherine Austin Fitch's Red Button story. She's told it several times.
Yeah, she told it on the show this time, too.
Okay, I was wondering if that's the last time I heard it.
Yeah, she did, and it was. I appreciate that. We're out of time. Sherry, thanks for your call. Wow. Boy, how time flies when you're in good conversation here. Thank you so much for your phone calls today. Thank you for your prayers for Jeff and Kelly and everybody else that's afflicted out there. Say prayers for them and lift them up to the Almighty. You know, get the big amen going out there. Two or more people agree on in any one thing, it'll be added onto them. Just remember that. AI or no AI. Wow. How life gets more complicated by the day. We'll be back tomorrow with our Friday edition here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, do something positive for yourself and somebody else. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.